This is exactly right.
Karen, have you heard of Handsome? It's a new podcast from the brilliant comedians Tig Notaro, Fortune Feimster, and Mae Martin.
I have heard of it. People love it. Every week, this handsome trio of hosts takes a question from a famous friend, people like Stephen Colbert, Reese Witherspoon, Jamila Jamil, the Indigo Girls, and then they do their best to answer that question with plenty of hilarious detours along the way.
You're going to love hanging out with Tig, Fortune, and Mae every week, so go check out Handsome wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Listen to a new episode of Handsome every Tuesday.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Oh, hi. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
Well, and this is Karen Kilgariff.
How are you, Karen?
I mean, I'm feeling a strong sense of discovery right now between the two of us.
Ooh, that sounds... it was. I opened the show with a real quizzical tone.
I love it.
Like I'm ready to learn.
Yeah. Like, where are we on our own podcast?
Yeah, wow. It takes place in a car. We're picking up a comic. We're
taking
him to LAX. That's a great idea.
This is fascinating. Tell me more.
Well, I would, except I'm reminded now that you thought of it, Karen.
Oh, maybe that's why I asked that question.
Yeah. You are experiencing extreme loss of your own memories, which...
Or extreme ego, maniacal behavior. Keep your eye on me.
A lot of people need to have someone else say what they've done or what they've thought of to kind of boost them back up.
Who in this car was on wings? Oh, that's right.
It was you, Karen.
Who in this car was in a European car commercial doing stunt driving?
Hey, wait a minute. That was me.
Yeah.
But I feel like you made mine seem like I'm just like a dumb stunt driver guy.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
Oh, so you're brave.
I was trying to make you look dumb.
That's another thing that egomaniacal, like, people do. Is they take other people's things, they disguise it as a compliment.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, remember that post hole you digged? That was amazing. Do you still do a lot of post hole digging? I was 15. I was helping my mom's friend.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to do it for a living.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you were great at it.
I think it's one of the best things you've done. I mean,
think
comedy.
It's what you should do.
Comedy is great, too.
Comedy is good, but you excel. I mean, you come alive when you dig post holes.
Yeah, and you see immediate progress, which, let's be honest, with your comedy career,
there's not
a lot of benchmarks.
Did you have one of those special shovels that has two shovels on each side to dig those post holes?
Yes, it is the most poorly designed tool. If you don't have brand new post hole diggers, honestly, I'm just going to say that the handles get floppy.
Are you saying it's bad post hole service?
It's it really is.
Maybe there's a reason I'm so stuck up.
Because if you're someone that just is able to make a postal service joke out of, a conversation about manual labor.
Yeah.
That's the kind of mind that should be propped up.
I feel like that's what we're here to do. That's what we're trying to do.
Your brain should be on the stilts that would otherwise hold up a Fabergé egg.
Fabergé, yeah.
Fabergé.
Like the Jeanette. Oh, no. What perfume was by Fabergé?
Oh, Brut by Fabergé. Brut, also by Menon.
By Menon.
Today, in Los Angeles, is the LA Marathon.
Ugh.
And come on, you guys. Please. I know you want to run until there's diarrhea running down your legs like a young Bruce Jenner, but some people still have to function in a metropolitan city.
They
insist on running through the middle. Look at this traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic is bumper to bumper just so some people could get some exercise within city limits. You can't take that shit to Burbank with your diarrhea shorts?
Take it over. Well, I live in Burbank. Let's take it to Downey, where nothing matters.
Yeah, why don't you take that shit to Downey? Leave the sweet people of Burbank like Karen and everyone else in legitimate Los Angeles.
Leave us alone.
I get it. You want to run. And I say diarrhea because I think of that one picture of a guy. I think he looks like a young Steve Buscemi. In so much pain in the face. And he's like running towards the finish line and his legs are just coated in,
yeah,
I've been running too hard diarrhea.
I kind of love the fact that
to begin and
also,
end with you people.
Where does it end with you people?
I mean, literally, where is the finish line? I'm out of curiosity. Turns out I actually want to run a marathon, and I'm angry at myself for never having the discipline or free time. What do you...
I call it the shitsipline.
Oh, I'd love it. This is officially... colon, the poop episode.
Let's just try to weave it in. We won't tell our guest, Bridger Winger, that it's officially that. We'll just see if he catches on.
Tell me a little bit about Bridger.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, but he's a very good friend of mine. And
that's his last name?
It's Winger, yes.
Or oh, yes.
Winiger.
Okay.
And Bridger is a Mormon name, and... I looked it up. It's commonly the name is Bridger A12. Truly. Which I think is fascinating.
A12?
A12.
With the number.
Yes, the letter and the number.
So all the Bridger Mormons are like a digital human, like a robot? A12?
I mean, we can ask him about it. I'm not sure if he is religiously Mormon or if he's just from Utah. I don't know that much about his background.
His name is Bridger and he's originally from Utah.
Yep.
Okay, it's safe to assume.
Yeah, I think it is very safe.
See, up here, yep, there's a Department of Transportation, Ballard, some cones, and it's also people can get a little exercise.
Now, Chris,
selfishly.
Did you ever work for the city? Because I didn't know those were called Ballards.
You know, I'm not exactly, I don't know that they are. I think it's just a caution sign. A Ballard, I'm incorrect. A Ballard is further along the road here. Ballard is one of those yellow poles that are only made to back into in a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
They're made of cement on the inside. They're metal on the outside. Actually, speaking of my manual labor past, once in Austin, I was getting paid so little to feature at Cap City that during the day, I picked up a gig painting Ballards. And I am not kidding.
Just one color?
Just yellow.
Like it wasn't because of your artistic background?
Drove around the city with a roller and some oil-based paint.
Wow.
High gloss. God, they were shiny.
I bet they were gorgeous Ballards.
I went to art school, Karen.
And I know. Yeah.
I do bring that up a couple times a day. And I
respect it.
I bring that art ability into my Ballard painting, even though I know it's just a utilitarian use of paint.
Look at this fool.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, now you're trapped.
Oh, wow. So what do you do with rules when you find out about them, lady? Do you just snap them in half like a Slim Jim?
I love it. In Los Angeles, if you've never driven here, there's a lot of people who think they're going to do it their way. And then, like that lady, they get trapped in a little circle of cones. Somebody got out of the car and they're moving the cones. That's great.
That is amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
I hope he had some sarcastic comments for her when he got out. So... the road is closed.
The road is closed down there. What we're trying to do is get right by La Brea and Hollywood. So I think we'll be okay.
Oh, I thought he was at Hollywood and Highland.
That's that block where where the Kimmel show is.
Okay.
Well, he works on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and I guess he's there for work today.
Okay.
And that's where we're picking him up.
Well, I certainly hope we can get to him. This is actually... Are you nervous?
No, I don't care about anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be the one that cares because okay. I'm going to let it affect my, you know, podcasting ability.
No, no.
I will. I'm sweating that we won't. That was a roadblock. I know Orange will be closed, too. That would take us directly to him, but yeah, we can't.
That's those people are turning down a street that just stops.
Oh, my goodness.
Those people don't even know what the H they're doing. Also, this is 10 minutes fast.
Okay.
I should tell you that.
Well, I know to never look at someone's car clock because that's a trick that I've never tried on myself where I'll wake up or see a clock and it lights a fire under my ass to hurry.
Yeah.
Even though I know I said it, it's really 10 minutes earlier.
Right.
I've never tried that trick on myself.
It's so stupid. All it does, actually, is make me do math in my head while I'm trying to figure out whether or not I'm late.
Which takes more time and you're later.
And I'm always late. I'm irresponsible in that way.
Is there nothing more time-consuming than math, people?
I know. And stressful.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
So now you're nervous like I was?
Yep. Because this is truly cut off, but here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to pull over up here on Franklin, and he's going to walk over.
Really? From where he's at?
Yeah, because he's right down there.
Okay. The El Capitan is substantially
down
east
there.
Of here, yes.
But he said he was on Hawthorne.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know where he is.
And how did that car get
down
there?
Oh, my God. He's going to have to run a little marathon of his own.
This is crazy. I don't know.
I'm a little worried.
I wonder if we can loop back.
This is a first in Do You Need a Ride history where there are roadblocks keeping us from our guest. He is sequestered.
He's in the spot. Like, he might have to take an Uber to where we are. This is nuts. Wait, I have to call him.
Yes, yes. That is job one right now. Bridger.
Okay, Bridger.
Oh, he's going to be upset.
Let's see.
But just for podcasting purposes, in a car, I guess we should put him on speakerphone.
Okay.
I want to hear the disappointment in his voice. Just to add drama to this episode.
Oh, he has already texted me.
Uh-huh. Did he say there's no way
you're
going to get me?
He said, everything is a nightmare here, so I'll meet you by Sunset and Highland, maybe that Chick-fil-A corner.
Okay. Terrific.
The thing is, can we get to the Chick-fil-A corner?
Right.
Let me see.
That is something.
He's writing back right now.
I don't think anyone was prepared for how the LA Marathon, while making some people live longer, causes others to want to end their lives. I'm going to go that far. So that's how much I don't like the marathon. It really is bizarre. This is a city that, and I know it's Sunday, but people have mass. This is a marathon against Jesus.
Well, what I think is super weird. Oh, look, see, there's a camera. I wonder if the end is near here. Because a cameraman from ABC7 just walked by us holding his camera.
He is literally walking.
Yeah.
Is this going to be our first walking podcast?
No way. I'll quit this podcast if we have to walk.
And he will be quitting his flight.
Well, we'll just figure this out.
Okay.
As we go.
You're calm. You've been in a situation where you've managed people. I am a manic, scared child at most points in the day.
I understand that, though, because I was just talking to somebody about that. And it could have been my therapist for sure. Thank you, ma'am. How kind.
Yeah. There are some nice people.
To have the kind of, I think we had very similar mothers in some ways.
Yes.
And I have the kind of mother that would go make you do things without kind of thinking it through. So, like, it would be like, you're fine, go do it. And then you'd get in it as a child and it would not be okay. And then you, as like an 8-year-old, had to figure out how to do things where there was like adults that were mad at you.
Right.
I'm specifically talking about, and I just tweeted about this.
Or just
the other
learn
day.
To not trust your mother.
Exactly. So this is cut off.
This is cut off.
Okay.
This is.
He's gonna have. I don't know. I guess he's gonna have to walk down here.
Is there any way we can get? Yeah.
I think
everything is cut off.
This is hilariously crazy.
How did Bridger get to work? Because they were doing this last night. I left the Tomorrow Show.
Come on, super friend.
Yeah. With your electric hot rod. Hi. You're a pretty lady. We know that you have a winning formula, which is your face.
Your face and your Tesla. Okay.
A lot of people think Tesla ripped off Edison. Or vice versa, I'm sorry.
Edison, that's right. Because Tesla wanted all electricity to be free. And they would not let him do that.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so
and we're
sunset
still
is,
paying for
is
that.
The thing.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm so unclear.
It's quite all right. I'm just going to just have conversation with our audience on our own while you text. We are watching some people that are preparing for the marathon. No, this man is in it. He has no business being in it.
These people are in it.
How is this man? Look at that man sauntering.
He's doing it.
He has bruises on his leg from walking.
No, oh, no,
that's a tattoo.
It says Linda.
That's okay. Well, he's working out so hard that his tattoos are melting. These are all people that, I could totally take that lady. The lady in capris? Are you kidding?
You're going to take her?
No one's ever accused her of being fit. I mean, normally I don't call people up. And this person treats it like some sort of a parade. Look at how she's dressed.
Oh, yeah, she looks kind of like,
She's wearing a Von Dutch hat and a pink sports bra, and I think she's pregnant.
Yes, she does look... Well,
she does.
No, I bet you she just likes beer.
Oh, okay, I'm an asshole then.
No,
that's amazing.
I mean, it's hard to tell. They're very
similar.
How
quickly you become insensitive just by being someone with vision. So it's happening right now, and it's happening on Sunset. He told us to meet us on the street that the marathon is occurring, which is... very impossible.
It's literally impossible. But I think what he did was walk down from where he was.
And then discover also.
Yeah. We're basically having this discovery at the same time.
Oh, I see. Why'd they make him go into work on Sunday morning?
Because
he has a flight.
That show is...
demanding?
That show is going to Austin. It's a daily show.
Okay.
Oh, look at your girlfriend back there.
Oh, is she here?
In the back of that truck.
Oh, my goodness.
What's happening with that lady?
She is without pants.
She's not wearing pants, everybody.
There's a lady just kind of hanging out of her, quite literally, of the back of her. She's one of those... You know those vans where it's just filled to the brim with newspaper because they are just love journalism? She is that kind of a, hoarder. But she's never hoarded a pair of sweatpants, apparently.
Or underpants.
So her front butt was sagging over her naked legs and the hatchback of the van was just open.
Yeah.
And she was on the phone, probably a new iPhone. It's always amazing when it's like, because I get my phone turned off all the time, and it's like, it's okay, it's normal. But that lady barely is a part of society, yet she has
she's got
everything, all-time minutes, and unlimited data. But
she was talking to her lawyer.
She has limited pants. I can't stop talking about how she was naked in the legs.
Yeah.
We're making progress. We're at least going east.
Hold on.
Oh, Bridger, I just want to apologize beforehand.
I know, this sucks like crazy.
Yeah. I remember now. I remember the LA Marathon ruining my year, my day many years ago. All just so you can experience a high pulse.
It's so
weird.
And
feel better than other people.
I mean, and now the entire city... is like this weird game where everyone is trying to see where they can get to.
Oh, yeah. They don't solve the problem. They don't provide a solution. They're just like, yeah, we hope you folks don't mind, but everything in your life has to stop so some guy can get diarrhea pants and some green stick fractures in his foot.
What's that?
Well, it's like a hairline fracture, but kind of like a highway divider instead of a Ballard.
Ooh, look at this.
Follow that bus. Follow those kids.
Out of my way, nerds.
Okay, well, this is very good.
Yeah, this is much better.
We are just, I have a feeling we are going to have to backtrack. We've chosen a serpentine route. And we're going to have to probably backtrack that way. We just got to get to that damn freeway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is not looking good. This is a bunch of U-turns. You're
going
to have to tell him to meet us here. I think this is as close as we can get. We are on Orange.
But I think he's... Okay, Orange.
And the street we're on.
I think Lakewood? What is this street?
What is this street? Do you think that when people are like, oh, this is Lakewood. How do you know you're Los Angeles, Karen?
Orange and Lakewood.
Yep. We've got to...
Behind the high school. That's good. He's very close here.
And are we? Am I about to watch this bus do a U-turn?
Into the back of me?
Yes. He would only just be backing into you. Well, this is a very special traffic... oriented episode of Do You Need a Ride?
Yeah, this is insane.
A lot of times that alienates people that don't live in this city because they're like, Orange and Lakewood, I'm listening to the dollop instead.
I can't learn anything from this.
You're
What's
learning...
fascinating is this is, you're learning why people in LA bitch so much about this.
Yes, exactly.
Hold on, can I show you something?
There's kids in there. That
but
hand?
Look at the front wheel that has the spikes like Mad Max coming out of it.
Oh, what a weird bus choice.
This must be a punk rock bus.
This is
kind.
A school bus filled with kids. It says Town Ride on it. Yet the wheels belong at a No Means No concert.
Yeah, this is super weird.
Look at that. That is straight out of Grease.
Yeah.
When he chops up a tire. That is awesome. Oh, I wish... We got to start adding photos to our podcast.
Yeah. I could have taken one. It just backed up so closely behind me.
Well, there's a lot we need to do, and one of them is to somehow provide visuals, because that was noteworthy. That was visibly noteworthy. And this guy in this overpriced Audi, he's driving under it. He's driving under it.
Of course he is.
He's moving it with his arm. You obligated son of a gun.
But also, he's not going to get anywhere because he's going down to Sunset and it's closed.
He just needs some Chick-fil-A or whatever's on the corner. So just tell him we're right across from the Wellness Center at Hollywood High. Don't say that. That won't help him. So far,
I'm just texting with Bridger, so I'm not helping you.
It's quite all right. I knew there would be some occupational hazards with having a podcast where we pick people up, where we have to go to the airport, where we're driving. Chances are you're going to get sidetracked, and it's not going to be all, talking to a guest or fun. Sorry if your podcast has to be... all the time fun.
Entertaining or two people actually talking.
Yes, or providing information applicable to your life. It's your fault you don't live in Los Angeles. If you don't live in Los Angeles or New York, you're wasting your time and you're probably happy. And you probably have a healthy family and you're spiritually fulfilled, like all my friends in Missoula, Montana.
You don't know that they're all spiritually fulfilled.
No, a lot of them are riddled with darkness. You are right.
I mean, I feel like that's the human condition. Wherever you live, wherever you go, that doesn't go away because you have nice surroundings
right.
or more trees.
A lot of people are chasing happiness and they think it's going to be in a relationship or in a job. It's in you.
You know what? Happiness, I read this.
Is a warm gun. I heard it.
That's right. I heard that in a song.
Oh, this lady needs us to do something.
Too bad.
Hey.
It's not going to happen.
We're all on our own.
Oh, so Bridger is a couple blocks away and he's walking to us.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't that crazy? It's crazy. He's going to walk the marathon route.
Oh, no. I hope. Does he have bags with him?
Well, they're going to Austin for a couple days, so he probably has a suitcase.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at her. She's rolling by in her...
Is she in the marathon?
There's a woman in a kind of, what do you call that, a lark?
I started calling them all rascal scooters, but it is some sort of a, an assistance cart. Let's just call it that. And she's very popular. Everyone's saying hi to her.
Okay, I'm texting him the exact where we are.
Yes, maybe we should drop a pin. A lot of people drop pins.
This is so fucked up.
Yeah, it is. I had a feeling, last night, I had trouble sleeping last night because I was thinking about this happening.
Yeah.
So for it to now be happening,
okay.
It's really making me wish I'd slept.
My because it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, it happened anyway.
Which is kind of bringing me back to
right
what I was kind of saying before, which is you can't, you know, this shit goes down.
Yeah.
And that's why I built in at least, we did, like, at least an extra hour for this podcast so that he would be on time.
Right.
I think we can still make it.
I think we can still make it, too.
I mean, who knows, though? Who knows what's going to happen in this goddamn world?
We have not had a guest miss their flight yet.
No.
Have we? I don't think so.
No. Unless they did and they just didn't tell us.
Ooh, I don't want to hear about that. Well, sounds like I'm not sleeping again tonight.
Oh, I can see him.
You can? Oh, I wish I knew.
He has red hair.
One time I did the Sklar Brothers podcast, and they did so much research about me. One, they knew what I looked like. Two, they knew my last name. And three, they knew all these details about my life and my interests and brought them up and had things to say about them. And they were both on iPads. And I was like, oh, wow, if I ever have a podcast, I'm going to put that kind of work into it. But no, screw those guys. And screw them for putting that pressure on me. Jason, Randy. Do you know how hard it is to just the logistics of, there he is.
There he is.
There he is with his beautiful, he's got red hair and a nice stride.
Doesn't he look like he should be, you know, in like a J. Crew? He's so young and.
He is.
Hold on, I'm going to take Well,
now
my
I realize, oh, that's got to be someone Karen has a crush on. He's handsome. Handsome, he's filled with gusto. I'm now alone in the car.
So crazy.
Richard's getting in the car.
I didn't realize we were like in the
I'm exhausted as if I have run the marathon myself. I like these guys. They're just walking by smoking.
There's
just
your microphone.
Terrific.
Hi.
And this is Chris. Fairbanks.
Good to meet you. How are what is this madness?
We're in it to win it.
This morning, let's see. Seatbelt.
Okay, yeah, let's be safe. Oh, can you? You might be...
Do I need to lift the blanket?
Yeah.
There's the blanket. We put down the blanket.
Sorry about that.
It's a decision you need to make. Do you like a dog hairs or safety?
I prefer... Actually, it's a toss-up for me.
It is.
I'm usually covered in some kind of hair.
Oh, good.
So if I can have safety, that's great.
Good. Okay.
Whatever.
Well, then you've made your decision. That often is the decision, but... I myself am allergic to dogs, so I sometimes, when I'm having a bad attack, I'd rather be flying through a windshield.
How are you operating in this car?
Yeah, really?
It's certain dogs, pugs, any kind of a pug or bulldog type.
Pugs are worthless.
Yeah, they really are.
Pretty gross.
They have little to no worth.
Yeah, they're garbage.
They are. There's one fun thing to do with pugs, though. If you're ever in a body of water where you're wading in it and you're holding a pug, and you lower the pug towards the water, they will start swimming above the water, and when you set them down, they'll take off like a motorboat.
Have you done this personally?
And yes, and I've only done it with that one breed of dog. That's something that maybe multiple dogs.
Where did this opportunity come from?
Oh, in Montana, right near the where they shot a river runs through it. And it was my... This dog also would get excited and is... you're like that lady now.
Yeah, I don't even
Do you want to make it out
I
and move cones?
We've all done that.
And, the dog would get excited, and his eyes, it was disgusting, his eyes would pop out, and she had to push them back in. Like that lady that was on Letterman in the 80s.
Sure.
Sorry.
This is unbelievable.
All of these people have gone down the street illegally.
I had to drive through a barricade. I just gave up eventually, because I had to get to my parking spot, so I just drove literally through a cone and the police tape.
Now, did you go to work today, early this morning?
I got there at like 10:45. I left my car there because I don't have a parking space in my apartment.
Oh, wow, that's perfect. And they let you do that?
Yeah.
The good people
yeah, they're great
at
people.
Kimmel.
Oh, yes. People. Tell us a little bit about your job at
yes,
Kimmel.
Yes, please.
Do you feel comfortable talking about that?
Yeah, of course.
Does it make you uneasy?
It makes me incredibly uneasy. Just the thought of it makes me shiver. No, it's great. It's I've been working there since last September.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want to know?
I don't know. There's a guy named Andy Fisher that used to direct it. He doesn't work there anymore, does he?
Not as far
as I
know.
That's my only name drop.
Okay.
You're a staff writer, right?
I'm a staff writer. I work with a variety of wonderful people. And
have you done anything that's been, that you can say, oh, I wrote that, that's been on the air, that people might recognize?
Anything that's gone
viral? those were all you?
Have you influenced every viral our culture bit. In any way? All the, oh, your Mean Tweets was your idea? Good to know, Bridger Winger. Wait, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Listen, one of my dreams of being on a podcast is being able to say my name correctly in public.
Okay, please do it, because I just did it wrong, right?
Well, because 80% of my close friends at this point don't know how to pronounce
it. Oh, okay. That makes Karen feel better, I think.
Because, and this is my fault, because about 2 years ago, I heard somebody correct somebody on their name pronunciation, and I just thought, what are you doing? Who cares? Like, they were very... mean about it, and so I just gave up correcting people on my name altogether.
Right.
And now that's obviously just causing problems, because everyone calls me Bridger Winiger or Bridger Winger. It's Bridger Weiniger.
Is it Weiniger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I would have that.
But it looks like vinegar.
Never get, or, yeah.
And whatever. I believe a minute ago you just called him Deborah Winger.
Well, I'm lazy, so I just, whatever comes
you
out of my mouth.
You can call me Deborah Winger whenever you want.
But is it true, because Sean Tedrachi and I looked up some Mormon names, one of the ways people have the name Bridger is Bridger A12.
What's that?
You've never heard of that?
No.
Are you a Mormon by faith?
Yeah, my parents are.
Your parents are Mormon?
Yeah.
I think Sean was trying to write a list of names for some reason.
Sure.
And he likes to look up, he finds Mormon names very interesting because a lot of them are kind of like culturally, they're not ones anyone's ever heard of before.
Sure.
And one of them is Bridger A12.
And is it like the letter A, the number 12?
Yeah, blow
the
me
letter
away.
The letter A, a dash, and the number 12.
That sounds like a code name. Or
exactly.
Like,
I know. I thought maybe that
Bridger A12
was your name, and you just kind of shortened it for Hollywood.
I dropped the A12. It was too easy to pronounce.
We should all get plenty of A12 because it's good for your skin and your
vision.
Right.
Oh,
I'm glowing.
For your health.
I'm the guy that comes in with jokes that may or may not make sense. Now, back to the legitimate conversation.
If you had kept going with that, I would have just believed A12 is a vitamin.
A12. You get it mostly in the American Southwest. No, that's just... Well, that's Weiniger.
Yeah, and Bridger comes from... there was a mountain man named Jim Bridger.
Oh.
Who I think was the first European to discover the Great Salt Lake. And he thought it was the Pacific Ocean.
I thought that was Paul Bunyan.
That's not Paul Bunyan.
Oh, that was a Grand Canyon.
Paul Bunyan did a lot of things, but he did not
he was a good
find
man.
The Great Salt Lake.
It really is a huge lake. Last time I was there, I was actually in Ogden, but that lake is so impressive. It is huge.
I've never
seen it.
It's
like another planet.
It's like the ocean. The waves lap onto the beach.
Really?
I don't know. I may have made that up, but it's so huge.
I think that's kind of true, but it does smell terrible.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because it's so salty?
Explain why it's salty. What is that phenomenon?
Well, Utah used to be covered by something called Lake Bonneville, which like covered essentially the entire state or half of the state or something.
Okay.
And I think it was kind of... I'm making things up.
Yeah, just lie. It doesn't
But I think it was sort of ocean-esque in its saltiness and has just kind of receded to the point that it's now the Great Salt Lake.
It's so bizarre to me, because are there other salty lakes in America, in the middle of
Not
America?
Not in the United States, as far as I
That's
know.
That's so amazing. I wonder what the fish are like in there.
There are no fish. As far
there
as
are
I
no
know.
Fish. Well,
are
yeah.
Are there a lot of brine shrimp?
Really?
Which are also sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys, yes.
There are no fish in Salt Lake. Does everyone know that? That to me is amazing.
Maybe there are. Now, you know, I'm just saying things, but...
Yeah, me too.
It just is so... It's like so dead that I can't imagine.
That's right. It's like the Dead Sea.
Sea, yeah.
This podcast has been me saying so many empty promises and facts that have no basis.
The Great Salt Lake is full of beautiful tropical fish.
That's what I want to hear.
And money.
Yeah, money. There's just all that gold along the bottom.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why a lot bullion. Of it's so salty because
bullion.
Of money.
Those gold. Coins are just disintegrating into salt. And...
So wait, is that where the Bonneville salt flats are?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's where, because I saw the Indian motorcycle racing movie.
Oh, that's right. I never saw that.
The Fastest Indian?
Yeah.
Which is actually great.
I've heard it's great.
It is.
What's his name?
Anthony Hopkins. Yeah.
Riding a motorcycle?
Yeah, true story. He's like the fastest land speed. He set the record for the fastest land speed.
Now,
right?
In that movie, is he like a 70-year-old man?
Yeah,
riding a motorcycle.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That sounds dangerous.
Now but... this is going to be my chance to make some stuff up.
Let's hear it.
Because
spin your yarns.
I often remember movies and all the different parts, and maybe pick from other movies as well. But from what I remember, he was like a middle-aged man in Australia who was tinkering around with a motorcycle that he got to go really fast, and then he came to set the record because the Bonneville Salt Flats are, I guess, like the biggest open space where you can go crazy speeds and nothing, you just go and then slow back down, and
right, yeah,
there's nothing to hit and nothing bad happens and it's perfectly flat.
Right.
It's beautiful.
So that's the whole movie.
And then he met an Indian in a cupboard.
Yes.
Got on him.
And he
was so fast.
They found an iron giant in the forest. It's my favorite
with
movie.
With Babe, his big blue ox. Yes. And which brings us
back to
the discovery of the lake. I did stand up on the show that you work on in 2003.
On Kimmel?
Yeah,
oh,
and it was actually live back then.
Oh, sure.
Like
yeah,
a radio
that's a, yeah,
show.
So
it was
television
live.
Show was live, yeah.
In New York, I think, when it was taping here. Uh-huh. So, I had to write out all my jokes verbatim. And then right before I went, he used to have Super Dave Osborne all the time, which is why I thought of this. I imagine an old guy on a motorcycle just being Super Dave.
Sure.
He went long with the mystery box or whatever segment, and they said, can you do 3 minutes instead of 4.5?
Oh.
I was like, or can you come back tomorrow? And I'm like, I can't come back tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do last time. So I went out there, and I just opened with a new joke, and the cue card person was jumping up and down and pointing. Like, the show was new, so new that whoever told me that didn't know they should probably run it by the guy
sure.
who had cleared everything with standards and practices. So they just bleeped sentences. So I'd be
is
like...
Is this available to see online?
No. That's the only time I've ever had something removed.
If
like,
you could send
I,
that to me personally.
I don't even have a copy of it. Because what's sad about it is I felt good. I felt like it had gone well.
Sure.
And me and my friends all went to a bar, and I'm like, hey, everyone. It just looked like I was going, fuck, shit, fuck, piss, fuck. I don't care that I'm on TV, asshole. And then my dad called. Why did you do that? Why did you... I didn't... They didn't know. It was when I, like, had a burst of something. It sounded like maybe I swore, and they were like, nope, we're not going to risk it.
It's also because I'm sure they freaked out that it wasn't what they exactly
right.
knew it was.
So they
And
just,
they can't risk it.
They're like, oh, this yep. is one of those guys that's just going to lay down his political views. And...
Or, no, it's like FCC fines. If you had come out with a fuck or a shit or
yeah.
something, you were off script. So
yep.
they were paranoid.
Yeah.
And this was pre-Super Bowl. Janet Jackson.
Yes, okay. yes. Basically, my
Paved
verbal tit flopped out. And
but you pulled that tit out on purpose, some say.
Yeah, some people say. Some people say. Because of my romance with JT.
That was super weird.
Karen, you may have figured this out.
I mean...
I think we're in the clear, and you're getting on an airplane.
We're in the clear, but we gotta... Now there's going to be an element of excitement. Please know that this is 10, 11 minutes fast.
Mine is 16 minutes fast, and I just don't change it.
And we can turn up the air conditioning. I'll just turn
oh, cool.
down the mic. It's been established clearly we're in a car.
Yes.
I don't need to have the... we have a mic that just kind of proves it with traffic noise.
Oh, sure, sure.
I'll turn that down. And you're headed to Austin... The show is going to tape there live then?
Yeah, we're taping 5 shows next week, so I can't remember the name of the theater we're doing it in, but somewhere within the heart of Texas.
Maybe the Paramount.
Maybe.
I started stand-up in Austin.
Oh,
so
okay. Well, then you would probably know better than me.
About five years. Well, I wouldn't say that. It's not a competition.
I mean, if it is,
but,
you won.
Let yourself have this.
Congratulations.
I mean, if there were any Lone Star trivia that occurred in this car in the Capitol... near the Capitol building. Oddly, those are spelled differently. A lot of people don't know
that's
that.
That's true.
Capitol being the... I don't know. I'm not sure which is... Anyway, beautiful town. You're going to love it. But you're about to experience... Actually, that is sounding kind of terrible.
Now, do you drink, Bridger?
I don't drink. So, yeah, I'm going to be surrounded by drunk people.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
I'm drunk right now. And I... You know what? I do, we need a cooler in here, but
okay.
That mic is really I'm just going to put my hand over it.
Okay.
Yeah, that town, so many people go for South by Southwest now that it's going to be just like what we experienced with the LA Marathon. All the streets are blocked off.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
And there's just 100,000 new people.
Yeah,
and
it's
they're
crazy.
All drunk.
And there's a lot of bands that play, like there's tons of bands in, you know, a bunch of different bars and
sure.
playing all of, as you walk down the street. And to me, when I was there, they just all sounded like, they were inspired by Incubus.
Oh no.
It's that kind of feel of like, it's like rock.
Funky bass lines and.
Yeah. Heavy lame. Bass, rock, boys that had their feelings hurt by their dad.
And I was thinking 311. I'm sorry. Incubus is also terrible, but
yes,
Incubus okay. is the worst. At least 311, they have some kind of more reggae ballads where the guy where the guy doesn't rap. When I saw 311 live, and when the guy raps, I don't really notice when I'm just hearing it, but he had this look on his face where he's like, I'm rapping like this, and I rap like that, and I totally rap, and I rap like that. Now sing, other guy. And then it's like that whole rapping, singing white guy.
Oof.
Like, and now we're going to sing.
It just works.
It just works. It gets my blood pumping.
It just works.
And it makes me want to tear the graphic tee off some bro. And headbutt the Gatorade out of his ass. Damn,
yes!
I should have said Monster Energy drink.
Close.
But it's, Austin, it's live music capital of the world, so not only is there that band, there's a band that's just like them doing a cover across the street and their sounds are overlapping.
Yes.
So
and then in the middle there's like a girl with a weird kerchief as a tank top and a strange beer in a plastic cup who's just kind of like having her day.
Oh,
and then
can't
a cop.
Have music without them.
Yeah, that it's not music if she isn't there.
Yeah.
And that was the other thing about mainly 6th Street where a lot of the festival is going to be and where you'll see the most horribly drunk people.
Mm-hmm.
Cops are on horses.
Oh, good.
They have tattoos. They're really waiting to get in some stick time. And they ask for phone numbers and stuff from girls. Like, hey, come here. I totally saw an on-duty cop with a full-sleeved leg tattoos on his horse. And she's, like, trying to pet the horse. He's like, you can pet her this weekend if you give me a call. Or
yeah,
like
I don't have a problem with any of this.
Okay.
I have problems with all of it.
Well, my goal is for a cop to ask me for my number or to be trampled by a horse. So this is perfect.
If they just sweeps you off your feet onto his police horse? Oh.
Exactly.
It would be so romantic.
Just let me know. I don't know how that situation will go, but anything you do to a police horse, it's considered you're doing it to an officer.
Oh, good to remember.
Horses are police.
They are. So.
When I was in South by Southwest last year, we had this big, I was there with the Pete Holmes show and also to perform.
Okay.
And so for the show, they rented this humongous SUV. It was like a Delano or one of those weird.
Milano.
It was a large mint Milano hoodie. And, we dropped it off to have it parked in a hotel while we walked. And when I got back, they were like, oh, yeah, someone hit it while we were. It was so hilarious. And so it was just like there was a cop right there when it happened. So I got the ticket, the car back, the police report. And this whole, it was almost like the whole thing had been taken care of while I was gone.
This happened to me on my street last year. I went out like 11 o'clock at night. My car was basically perpendicular with the street.
Whoa.
And there was a giant ticket on it that was like the size of a road map, and the police, this woman had backed up and hit 7 cars on her way.
Oh no.
Sandy Gomez. And
oh, that's
she
it.
So they just left the whole report for me and it was taken care of. I didn't have to worry about talking to anyone, and I just got insurance money, and it was
oh nice.
I'm still being contacted by her insurance company, which doesn't seem to be as on the ball, but
yeah, that's
Sandy.
I have a deposition this weekend from my wreck that happened when we first started podcasting. I was kind of on Cahuenga going down and just stopped and someone slammed into me and my ex-girlfriend and we got really hurt, but they were uninsured. And whatever money comes out of her insurance to take care of uninsured motorists hitting you, we exceeded that with, like, physical therapy. So now, even though I was, the victim in a wreck, I owe over $10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so ridiculous.
So I have to prove lost wages. So
that's insane.
Yeah, it really sucks when people don't have insurance.
How long ago was this?
It was almost a year and a half. It was January 2014. Yeah, it's
the worst.
It is
so
weird.
Karen, was your car still operating? Was the SUV
capable? Yeah, it was just like someone drove by. I'm sure they were probably drunk. There was just big long streak marks. Because it was a big white SUV.
Yeah.
So it was just like someone skimmed down the side of it as they were trying to park it or something.
And you experienced a horrible, horrible thing. You probably don't want to talk about that. The person that someone like just was evading the police and drove through a crowd of people. And,
yeah, I think I just told you that story, right?
That last year at South By, right?
It's a terrible story that it's so funny because I loved to tell that story when I first got back. Didn't love it, but it was like this insane thing happened to me.
It was probably just on your mind.
Yeah, and also because the part that I love I can't say love, but the part that's amazing to me is I was standing in the back of the line that got plowed through moments before it got plowed through, and I just walked away. So instead of being the first person hit by the car, I just was over on the side and was completely untouched by it.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's the part that, and it's probably my fault in the way I told the story, because the story itself is horrible and all these people got hit by this car that went through a barrier.
And died. People died.
No one on that street died, though.
Okay.
There were people that were very seriously hurt injured, but the people that died were the people that guy hit before he turned up the street.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot. Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's forever in jail, right?
Yes.
Texas is not a place you want to
no.
break the law.
Not at all. And evade. Like, he was, I think he was, he had a warrant already. So they were trying to pull him over.
Oh, he was on the run from the police?
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Oh my God.
But it was something like, I'm not paying that child support. And
yes, exactly.
Then
three people get killed because of it or whatever.
Wow.
But every time I told the story, I was trying to convey the part of like, can you believe by the skin of my teeth? But I would bum people out so badly. Yeah. Like, I was there when that hideous thing happened that I started realizing, just don't tell people that story. You're going, remember the worst thing ever?
But it is interesting. I mean, the fact that you went through that is pretty.
I would have never stopped throwing up. I would have.
Yeah.
Just found a garbage can and just puked my guts out.
You just keep eating the rest of your life to support all the vomiting.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
It was pretty bad. But then both my parents were like, my dad's a fireman, my mom was a nurse, so they're used to like emergency situations. They're very like calm people.
Oh, sure.
And I remember talking to both my sister and my dad, and I said to my sister, like, I feel more grateful that it didn't happen to me than I do like caught up in the horror of it.
Right.
And my sister said, I'm going to tell you my favorite saying, which is, not my circus, not my monkeys. So it's like, don't take on problems if you don't have to. Like,
sure.
If I had gotten hit or if I had witnessed something that was like keeping me up at night, that's one thing. But if you don't have it, don't look for it.
Is it okay if your sister's favorite saying is now mine?
Absolutely. Because it's not my circus. Isn't that the best?
Yeah. Not my circus, not my monkeys.
It's the best. Life is hard enough. Yeah. Don't go looking for problems.
I don't work here, and I specifically don't have the job of monkey trainer.
Sorry. Those monkeys are everywhere. Well, you're going to have to collect them up yourself because they're not mine.
So do you have a temporary office then when you're in Austin?
As far as I know, I think all of the writers will be in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So we'll see. But I have not asked enough questions about what this week is going to entail.
No,
I know
I
I'm going there, and hopefully somebody can shepherd me in the correct direction because... Yeah.
I went there for work once when I worked on a show, but it was to interview, like, go and interview bands, so I was in the sea of drunk people.
Sure.
It seems like you'll probably be able to avoid it, but maybe see music? Will you be able to
see
music?
I hope to see some music. Yeah. I always say that, just about concerts here, and I'm so lazy that I can imagine just sitting in my hotel room. But I know, like, at least the show is going to have Spoon, so at the very least I'll get to see them live, which I'm excited about.
Spoon News, are they from Austin?
They are.
Because they used to, my friend Chip used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, Chip's friends with them.
He had Spoon, he wore a Spoon shirt on Austin Stories.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is an MTV show when,
Do you have their most recent album? Do you
it's
like
great.
Them?
It's great.
I'm obsessed
so good.
With it. Yeah. I listen to it constantly.
They've been a very consistent band.
Yeah, they're great. That's very cool.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I've never seen Spoon, but I had plenty of opportunities.
They're very good live. But I would like to... Maybe one night I'll find the courage to go see a band. But I feel like I have to have some lanyard on or something to
well,
see
Well, you'll get
things.
One, though, cause from being with the show.
Well, I pray, but, you know, I don't count on anything. So.
Say your prayers.
Yeah, I'm saying I've been praying every night. There
Change
are a couple bands I'd like to see.
Bridger A12 to get that connection.
Bridger A12. That sounds like food dye.
Let's yes.
M&M.
I wasn't dye. Sure to, whether or not to bring it up to you because I didn't want to.
What if I started crying?
How dare you bring that up?
I mean, because it is fascinating to me, but also I don't want to be like, pointing, like, look at a weird thing.
I need to know more about that.
I just love that you have had no idea. That's fascinating.
It's very weird to me.
Yeah.
It's a bingo square.
Go on.
Well, I was just going to bring up that Bridger is what many people call a Twitter celebrity. No one ever says that.
I say that constantly.
Is that how you introduce
Whenever
yourself?
Whenever I'm in line at restaurants,
yes.
Whatever.
Just to get a better seat?
Yes, exactly.
You're holding up your phone at people. Look at that number count. But you are one of my favorite people on Twitter.
Oh,
and
appreciate that.
Bridger W on Twitter. And when I first started Twitter, you were recommended to me by several people who were very funny. And
I want to interrupt. A lot of people don't know that you started Twitter.
Karen did it. Okay. You're one of the early investors.
It was my idea. I was like, where can we all go to write bad pun jokes and pretend we're depressed? Let's start this website. but I thought, because of your name, I thought you were a girl.
Oh.
And also because of that picture, your Abby is, Bridger's wearing really high elastic band jeans.
Mom jeans,
denim pant.
Okay.
But there's no head, so it just looks like something a lady would do. And I didn't like you because you were so funny and I thought you were a girl. I was like, she thinks she's so great. Like, I did a very sexist thing in my head of like kind of being like, whatever, Bridger. And then when I found out you're a guy, I was like, oh my God, I love him so much.
Well, you are not alone. I have had so many people say, wait, you're a guy, or I thought you were a woman. And I don't know what to tell people. I mean, I'm definitely not helping. Like, nothing I tweet about could be, I mean, yeah.
There's so much volleyball team stuff.
There's a lot of volleyball and crafts and... but if you do even a little bit of research on the internet, you can discover my gender.
There's pictures of your torso and your head.
There yeah. is.
Separate. Always separate, though.
yeah, separate and severed.
Well, actually, and if you click on my picture, it brings it up, but it just looks like I could be a hideous woman, just like just like a woman that was recently released from prison or something. So it's not... I'm not helping anyone. I don't care. I like the confusion.
It. Yeah.
I would prefer for everyone to just think that I'm this lady who is tweeting from jail.
Yeah.
Would you credit your Twitter celebrity? What is the word? Yeah, just
Twitter celebrityism.
Your Twitter celebrityism. Thank you. With like the job you got and everything. Oh, that's so great.
It's crazy. I mean, for a long time. I mean, I didn't have any other way to. Present
you
what I do or whatever.
And,
no, I don't do stand up or anything, and I don't have entertainment connections
sure.
or whatever. And I know I saw other people or a handful of people getting jobs from it, so I was like, well, I guess I'll just keep doing this. And if it doesn't work out, I've wasted thousands of hours of my life.
So you like Rob Delaney, or maybe a better example, treated it like a job, and you weren't sure why you were doing it, but you were just tweeting out jokes and observations all day.
It was fun. I like reading
fun.
Other people's tweets or whatever.
I'm late to get into it, and I don't think Twitter celebrities are coming up anymore.
No.
It's like hard.
People hate it.
It's weird, and I still enjoy it, but do you still do it as much as you used to?
Since getting this job, no. just because I mean, my last job, I was sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours a day looking at pictures of food, so it was a lot easier.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
But wait, you were the writer's assistant on Craig Ferguson for a long time.
I was
a
researcher there.
Oh, a researcher, sorry.
And that job didn't require much of me.
A lot of pictures of food are going to come up in that situation, too.
Plenty of pictures of food.
Wait, what was the job you had about the food pictures?
And that was on my own personal time. That's what I was doing with my job each day. I was looking at food on the internet because I was starving.
What kind of food did you like to look at?
I liked looking at melted cheese, meatballs, burritos cut in half, fried eggs on hamburgers. I'm honestly pretty much any sort of food, I'm into it.
But I do like the aesthetics of a barely eaten out of casserole.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Just where you can get a little profile.
Exactly. You get to see the architecture of the casserole.
Yes, what's in those layers.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
Have
true.
You ever seen those old recipe cards from the 70s? Like, there's one with bananas and hollandaise sauce that makes me laugh so hard.
Those pictures. Those are... I probably should have been looking at pictures like that to keep myself from getting hungry.
Yeah, that's right.
I was doing the wrong thing.
You were getting hungrier instead of using them.
Exactly.
As
I should have been
present.
Like feeling repulsed.
Yeah, do bananas make you unhungry?
Oh no, I love bananas, but covered in basically mayonnaise.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not.
Oh,
yeah,
mayonnaise.
Like bacon, and there's these recipe cards from the 70s that I keep seeing on Tumblr every once in a while, and they are so hilarious. It's like
lard and
it's like a housewife from the 70s who's clearly on pills,
right,
who's making up shit that like you would never. It's like a tossed salad over here and some like jars of, you know, oil and vinegar dressing over here, and then in the center it's a casserole that looks like someone shat and barfed and then put some mashed potatoes near it. It's like the most upsetting looking food. Just everything was like that in the 70s.
My mom owns a lot of cookbooks like that.
Yeah.
I'll go through and just feel very ill.
Yeah, what is that classic one that is like red gingham? Like tablecloth.
Better Homes and Gardens?
It is like, yeah.
It's like a Betty Crocker cookbook.
Betty Crocker?
Yeah, that's the one. And I loved it my whole life, my mom. It was one thing she made where I get excited. It was clam sauce spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time when I moved off to Austin to start my life alone, my sister wrote out a bunch of recipes for me. And there was a whole thing of cream cheese.
Just an entire block?
Yeah, there's cream of mushroom soup and clams, like one can of the clams and then one without the juice.
Sure.
And then an entire bucket of Philadelphia, like a bunch of it.
5,000 calories.
Yes.
You're eating, I would sit with a big bowl of it and just eat it and wonder why my back jiggled on speed bumps. It's so much cream cheese.
This was like pre-light food or diet food, like before people realized everyone was dying of heart disease. And my mom used to make an appetizer that I've made at Christmas parties where people, especially when they're drunk, would line up waiting for them to come out of the oven. You were there, right?
My clam sauce spaghetti was such a hit.
Yes. Because it has all that good stuff
in
it.
Wait, what was it?
They were those little toasted cheese things that I make, and it's basically equal parts mayonnaise and Kraft Parmesan cheese mixed together put on sliced up baguette, and you put them in the broiler for 3 minutes. And as long as people don't see you mixing that combination, because that's so disgusting, if you just keep that a mystery, like people would get in, they were lining up in my kitchen at a Christmas party and they were taking them hot off the cookie tray, and I was like, don't put that in your mouth, it's just from the broiler, and they'd just like
that's
be drunk and just eating
that's
them
so funny.
It was hilarious because they're so delicious, but
that
if you know
great.
What it is, it's
worth the burning. Your skin is just that explains why my mom never, when she's cooking, she's like, stay out of the kitchen, because she didn't want me to see that there's a bucket of lard being siphoned into
There's a very popular Mormon dish called funeral potatoes, which is just the A12. Least appealing title for any food ever.
But you can eat them any time.
The thing is you do. You eat them at any get-together.
out of an open casket.
But it's essentially just hash browns.
With some ashes.
Covered in your favorite relative's ashes. I think it's hash browns, sour cream, cheese, and cornflakes, and then you just put it in the oven.
I've had something like that.
It's fantastic.
Hash browns, sour cream, cheese, and cornflakes.
Now, what would someone's atheist parents call that? Because I know I've eaten that.
Oh, they just call that Sunday's my time.
Sunday's my time. Lay off me.
Get out of here with that book.
Well, I when I did stand up in Ogden, most of the crowd, I think there was a show of hands at one point. I was just opening for Greg Barron, and it was mostly Mormon folks.
Sure.
And it was the best. I wanted to go back and record an album there.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm not that dirty of a comic.
Sure.
But some of the stuff, they were totally willing to go anywhere. The most open-minded, I'm like, I felt bad at the end because I was like, oh, better only have jokes about Diet Coke or whatever. And they were so great and so gracious and, like, excited every single night.
Yeah.
Greg went back and did record something there.
Oh, that's cool.
It was the best, and it was the Ogden, it wasn't even, and Ogden apparently has, like, shady areas, right?
Ogden does have some fairly, but it also has some really nice areas.
Yeah, it just seemed like an outdoorsy.
Yeah. I think it's been rated as, like, one of the best cities to live in or something.
Oh, wow.
But then on some hillside, they said, yeah, but that's where all the stabbings happen. I was like, what? What are you talking about?
The haunted forest? Stabbing?
Well, there's a machete gang up past that cul-de-sac.
Just don't drive up there.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not familiar with
this. Oh, okay. No,
but
that's
I would love to be.
That sounds like me describing a salt lake. I just made up. I swear they said that on the hillside.
The hillside of Ogden?
Yeah, there was like...
What year was this? I love it.
2008.
Oh, okay.
Well. Yeah. I said wise guys comedy. That's what it was. There's just
wise
a lot of wise guys.
Yeah.
There.
Everybody's got to be funny.
Yeah.
As far as I know, Utah audiences really are kind of known to be good audiences. I think because Mormon people are generally polite and friendly.
Yes.
And then there are non-Mormons who are ready for something different, so they're excited too.
Exactly. That's what I expect. They're like, no, talk about stuff that we don't get to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there was no one there with their arms crossed with the whole make me laugh thing that I'm
rude.
Used to in
yeah.
Austin. There was a lot of like, oh, I'm funnier than this guy. Remember what I said at the picnic once 10 years ago?
Hey.
Well, and the other thing is there's not a ton of good stand-up going through Utah. Like, I had not seen stand-up before I moved to L.A. other than at Wise Guys I saw Dustin Diamond.
Oh.
That we went as a joke, obviously.
That's so funny.
And a 12-year-old comedian.
Oh,
so,
how was the 12-year-old?
That was also we went as a joke, but... And both were special experiences, but were not good for comedy, obviously.
Yeah.
So
I went back there in Salt Lake. There was like a tour for that Ratatouille movie, and I got to open for Patton and Janine Garofalo. Just a real quick set. But that, too, it was the best.
Sure.
And it was kind of Democratic moms showing up to see Janine. It was when she was still doing Air America. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's also a Robert Downey Jr. movie, I think.
Oh, where he's the helicopter pilot?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
so
God.
Good.
Oh, let's think about that for a
classic
minute.
Classic film.
but it was like at a rock club, and they were so great, because this was the other side. Like, oh, we're the tattoo.
Exactly.
We ain't your daddy's. Salt Lake Cityans. Salt Lake Cityans?
Salt Lake Cityans.
At one point, I'm going to get quiet in here. But they were so
please
great.
Never.
They were so great. They were, so anyway, my whole point is, I like where you're from.
It's a great city.
I like Mormons. I'm an open-minded person who doesn't believe in anything.
Well, you know, it's like any other thing where you hear about the extreme, you know, the extreme versions of anything. But,
yep.
Like, my friend Betsy Labasse, who was the teleprompter lady for the 5 years I worked at Ellen, she's Mormon and her parents were Mormon. And she used to invite me over. We'd go to have dinner or, like, for Christmas. And it was, like, people who have their being, like, almost like Life magazine version of, mm-hmm. of all-American people.
Sure.
And they were, like, both her parents were in there late 70s or early 80s, they both looked like they were in their 60s, like so healthy, just bright-faced, fun to talk to, like, you know, they look like, you know, she had like a little beehive and he looked like a little farmer, and they were just like the loveliest people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, I mean, yeah, like I definitely had like a weird Warren Jeffs bias going in of like, what's this going to be like?
Right.
I love Warren Jeffs. He is Voldemort.
It's true. Yeah. Like, he has his own whole town.
Yeah, he's crazy. I want to go there so bad.
You're not allowed in, right?
No, I think you can pass through. It's called Colorado City, and maybe right now I'm just going to tell you about a TV show called Polygamy USA, which was on National Geographic, unfortunately just for one season, but it was the splinter group from Warren Jeffs' group that they were covering.
Wow.
They're like the good version of his cults or whatever.
Yeah.
But definitely recommend Polygamy USA, who, by the way, I'm just going to keep talking about this because this is the one interesting story of my life. I went to the University of Utah and I had a math professor there named Teresa Colley, who I suspected might be a polygamist.
Uh-huh.
She dressed fairly conservatively. The way she spoke was a
long
little strange.
Long denim skirts. That's a bit
or
close.
Entire denim dresses.
See, the thing was, like, it was like that, but just slightly updated. So yeah. It was like, what? You're definitely not a normal person.
Right.
Really big bangs?
Yeah, the bangs were a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
But I suspected it, but I never confirmed. This was in, like, 2008 or 9,
uh-huh.
And she was, by the way, a very good math professor, which was part of the conflict for me. I thought, well, if she's a polygamist, how is she
good at math?
Why is she an educated person on any level?
It's 1 + 1.
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly. But 2013, I think, Polygamy USA aired, and I was watching it alone in my apartment at about 11:30 at night, and suddenly one of the sister wives being interviewed was Teresa Colley.
Oh, wow.
And I gasped so loudly.
Oh, wow.
She's moved down to this... she was in Salt Lake at the time, but now she's down in Arizona or something,
wow,
fighting for the polygamists.
Talk about book smarts only, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's amazing.
So
yeah.
She was one of several wives?
Yeah, she was one of several wives, and she's kind of like a crusader for polygamy. She's
wow.
Because I think, I mean, she is book smart, so she's able to go out and argue their cause or whatever. And, I mean, polygamy is whatever. Like, these people, they're idiots, but they're not, like, abusing each other.
Right.
They just
right.
happen to be insane.
Hey, if you can make it work.
Yeah, if you can make it happen.
I mean, it's kind of, I think most people look down on it because they're jealous. Kind of like the guy that's like, I fight against these gay people. And then they find him at a high-octane club.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no, I'm doing research about things I don't like.
Well, but also, you know,
I want to have a bunch of wives, is what I'm saying.
Of course you do.
We all do.
We
How
all
about
do.
You,
doesn't.
Sir? He does.
The only thing is, I think, in fairness, you should also be able to have a bunch of husbands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But that doesn't really work out that way because that's kind of not the setup. But to me, it's like, yeah, but then why is that any worse than standard one husband, one wife, but people cheating on each
right.
other.
Yeah. It isn't. That is worse.
Yeah. I mean, cheating, like, why? Let's not be bullshitters about it.
Yeah,
sure
it's all just garbage and
everything's garbage.
Everything's garbage, so why do we have to separate it?
I realized,
right.
Yeah, I just realized I liked Mormon people my whole life. My two best friends when I was a kid, they had so many brothers and sisters, and the house was just fun and active, and they had huge houses and trampolines. It was my funnest.
Where did you grow up?
I feel like
in Montana.
That's
oh,
the way
sure.
to be.
But there isn't a whole lot of Mormons.
Do they always have trampolines, Bridger?
Mormons do own a lot of trampolines.
we
didn't, but so many of my friends had trampolines.
For real?
Yeah.
My dad's childhood friend moved there. We went to visit them, and they had neighbors who I was maybe 11 years old. We walked into their house, inside trampolines, a trapeze
in their home,
in the home,
no
padded everywhere,
what
beanbag chairs.
Were you
yeah,
at the circus?
I know,
yeah,
and they
family.
Were gymnast kids. They were Mormon, and they were flipping around. And I walked in, and they were so nice. And they were like, "Do you want to play on the?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." I was so excited. I'd never even jumped on a trampoline. Then this kid comes swinging and does a flip and lands, and I go, "Jesus Christ!" They said,
Yeah.
When I said Jesus Christ, it was just an expletive, and they said I was not allowed. I was forced to leave, and I remember being
you didn't
very
know?
Sad.
Wait, how old
you
are
you? You were excited about trampolines.
Maybe, maybe I wasn't that, but they made me feel so guilty that I just sat down and got quiet.
I think that's...
Okay. And then I left on my own accord.
That's heartbreaking.
Because even as a kid, I'm like, these people don't like me. I have to get out of here.
I wish this was age 28 or something.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
It was right after my set at Wisecrackers.
So I did, in my head, all Mormons had, like, trampolines.
No, they definitely do. And it's weird because, like, maybe... A few years ago, VH1 had, like, a look at rich people's houses thing. And I remember them saying, like, the announcer being like, and he has his own personal trampoline. And I remember thinking that, who cares? Everyone in my neighborhood had a trampoline.
And saying personal, it makes you think of the exercise that you'd get excited
about. Oh, yeah, I have one of those. It's good for your lymphatic system.
I put my head through my basement ceiling with one of those. I really did, cartoonishly. It was shaped like my...
Were you injured?
No. It was just asbestos chippy panel.
The sparkly kind?
Yeah, the kind that goes in your lungs.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it was good.
Keep your mouth open.
I've been coughing this whole episode.
Now, Bridger, Kimmel is your first writing job.
It is, yeah.
First staff writing job. And what do you think so far?
It's great. It's, I mean, coming from my last job, which I described earlier, which was nothing, no work, and, like, the sort of job where last year I skipped a week of work. I didn't come in and no one noticed. So that, just to give you an idea of the job I was coming from, like, what effort I had to put in, it's definitely been like there's a learning curve, obviously, or whatever, but everybody there's so nice, and I was friends with my friend Jeff Loveness before I started working
Jeff
there.
Loveness.
He's great.
He's great.
The hardest working person on the planet. He's like, I don't think he sleeps, but he and my office mate Bess, they've been so good at just like helping me because I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
Comedy writing or otherwise. So it's nice to have two people just guiding me through life, essentially.
Yeah, that's nice. How they've been there for a while.
They've been there for 2 or 3 years each.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's...
That's great. I wish you'd work. He was a very good friend, Andy, in Austin. He was in a sketch duo.
Okay.
And all he did is edit their sketches, and then he moved here and got a job there as an editor.
Okay.
And within a handful of years, 2-3 years, all of a sudden just directing the show, and he showed up as an editor.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we kind of lost touch because he's busy all the time.
Sure.
But he's not there anymore, but he probably knows your pals.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about the show is, like, they notice you and, like, try to help you and make you a better person, or, like, better for the show, which coming from other jobs has not been the same situation, so
yeah,
it's like...
Yeah, usually it's a little more, you're expected to be a bit more independent.
Yeah, and this is like, well, we want it to be a good show, we want everyone to be everyone working on it to be good at their job, so why not do that?
Yeah, right. That's great. It's because also the daily shows are so stressful.
They're crazy.
And they're so exhausting that oftentimes it can very much be every man for himself or...
Sure.
You know, like, or if you start to fall behind a little bit, it's just like people are like, we don't have time to help you.
Uh-huh.
We're being eaten alive.
Yeah,
so that's nice.
It's an intense schedule, but it's nice. It feels like I'm just in an intense training course and I feel like I'm catching on, so it's cool.
I think that's what I need. I have no schedule, and I've been like sleeping in.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it is great. It is great, but after a while, it starts to affect everything. You're like, well, what am I doing? And I remember back when I worked on a show and just had to show up somewhere every day. It probably wasn't as long of hours, but it makes you get all these other things done.
Yeah.
Even your weekends are productive. You just become a productive person that does not require 9 hours of sleep every night.
Well, and also I think if you're on a daily show, it is like being in a boot camp of a kind, because then everything after that is so much easier.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, the job I have now is difficult in other ways, but scheduling wise, and it feels very... it almost feels luxurious.
Sure.
How much time there is.
And you're kind of working towards a bigger idea all the time rather than just resetting every day. And,
yeah.
Which is good in some ways and bad in others. Like, if you have a bad day, you're like, well, tomorrow maybe I won't be awful.
Yeah, right. It's like the second the taping starts, it's like, well...
Yeah, exactly.
The ship has sailed. There's nothing you can do.
But I imagine on a sitcom, you're like, the week is a little slower paced.
Yes, it's very slow paced.
I'm in the even slower paced world of occasional commercial audition. I also just burped into the mic. Like if I could sell again. More that say, oh, you guys work a lot? I did a Skippy peanut butter voice.
Well, you're also in that weird position of when you're a comic and an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, you do commercials a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
not lately. So right. Yeah, my sense of worth is
purely based on the amount of roles you get.
Yes. And I have not been getting them, so my position has gotten more fetal during slumber time.
But then pilot season's right around the corner.
Hey. Pilot season.
It's kind of curving the corner. It's rounding it.
When does it end?
No.
Oh, when does it start? When did it start for others?
That's
the question.
And does it matter anymore?
No, it doesn't. Really.
It kind of doesn't,
thanks.
Right?
I like where this is going.
Well, but let's be... I feel like last year Fox made an announcement basically saying we're going to do pilot season all year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, why?
Because of cable or
why
whatever.
Does there have to be a season? Is it because of weather?
It's not the 50s anymore. We don't need a season.
It's a season.
And they don't make deals anymore. It used to be pilot season, then you get a pilot deal.
Yeah.
Or a holding deal. All that's out the window.
Now everyone just makes a pilot and doesn't get picked up. And then
Everyone's like, I'll pay for my own pilot. Please, I beg you to look at it.
It's fully produced. I'm trying to sell it to Netflix. It's already finished. There's 12 episodes.
I got my own advertisers.
Yes. I even shot my own commercials, which was very difficult. It was
like every part, please. Just look at it.
Nope.
No, thank you.
It doesn't have Chris D'Elia in it.
What's your favorite television show these days, Bridger?
That's a good... Can I have several answers?
No.
I'll try to narrow it down.
Sorry, just one.
We'll narrow it down to a favorite comedy program and a favorite drama.
Okay. Genre it
and
up.
Then a favorite dramedy.
Okay, well, then I have so many favorite dramedies. That's where the list gets long. favorite comedy, Last Man on Earth is wonderful.
Yeah. I love it.
I have his voice on my Waze navigation. Is
I wasn't aware that was a...
I accidentally downloaded it.
Oh, I guess I don't have Waze, so it doesn't...
It's a great idea for sure. I was excited about that
it's
idea.
Lived
it's
lived up to my expectations.
Oh, it's great.
He's so funny, and it feels different from other shows. Kimmy Schmidt's great, too, but I feel like this is like a very different thing that I haven't seen before.
And drama?
Drama? The Americans, I think. Which I don't know what's going on 80% of the time.
Sure.
But the acting is so fine. And occasionally they'll play a Fleetwood Mac song and you get to see someone get shot to it. And it's very cool.
A lot of people, I keep seeing articles like, Americans, the show no one's watching that they should be watching or whatever.
Oh, it's so... Have either of you seen it?
Mm-mm. No,
it's fantastic.
Not.
Is it Fox?
It's FX.
Oh, okay.
Yes, FX. And it's so good. I mean, and if you understand even the Cold War even 5% more than I do, you'll definitely love it.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's such a huge part of my childhood, that era, you know.
Sure.
Being scared and get ready to hide under my desk at any moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... What about you two? Do you have...
Transparent for me.
Oh, I need to watch that.
It's the best... It's just the best acting I've seen in a thing.
Okay.
With the exception of one person in it, so I just kind of avoid.
Can you name that person?
No, okay. I don't want to. It's
they're
it's,
terrible.
They're, but everyone is so good in it. It's just great. And Jill, what's her name?
Jill Soloway.
What has she done? She just wrote
she,
on.
She wrote
six
on
feet
Six
under.
Feet Under.
Yeah, okay.
It's
she,
so good. Yeah, it's.
I loved the pilot, but I just have been. There are 100 TV shows I need to watch, and it's...
And like you mentioned, it's the music, and everything. Like, the music is beautiful, and just shot whimsically? It's just like a dream world. Not at all. That's not whimsical at all.
A huge fantastical element.
Whatever, all the interstitial lighting things from Punch Drunk Love and all that, it's that kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
I just have to compare it to
I love that, though.
It's just pretty.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
And Jeffrey Tambor is my new favorite person.
The best.
The end. Karen?
I can't wait to see it. I haven't... I feel like I'm holding that, I want to watch it, but I haven't figured out how to do it yet, and I'm like holding it like here's a little treat.
I got bronchitis, and that was
perfect.
In 2 days, I watched the whole season.
I guess right now I'm obsessed with The Jinx.
Oh, I need to watch that so bad.
Because that's my, that really is, I don't like watching comedy that much. I feel like so so emotional when I watch comedy. Either I get like crazily jealous, or I love it so much I feel like my head's gonna explode. Uh-huh. Like it's too much.
Yeah.
I might be bipolar. But so I like watching murder shows. I also really am fascinated by rich people. So The Jinx has everything I love all in one beautiful, crazy
but it's
package.
It's a documentary, but kind of packaged like it's a
documentary series, but it's like six. Yeah, they did it like Staircase style, where they meted it out over six.
Staircase style? Did they teach you that yet?
Staircase style?
No, like the show, the Staircase, the documentary, the Staircase.
Sorry.
Although I am familiar with the Staircase style of comedy writing.
Episodic, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, you want to have it built.
Let's staircase this one, guys. Okay, everybody.
Okay.
On
That's
three.
Such a great thing you could say in a, just with confidence in a meeting.
Oh, yeah. People would just agree with you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Make up jargon like that.
And then have people agree with you and then call. That's I'm describing an asshole. But.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as staircase style fraud.
Just prank someone for
You
no
politely
reason.
Agreed with me.
Yeah, you nodded and smiled.
You're a dipshit.
To make me feel supported, even though you didn't know what I was talking about. But that means you're dumb.
I also... Wait, there's another one that I liked. Well, The Last Man... Sunday night got crazy where there was tons of shows.
Oh, I feel like that happens twice a year when suddenly there are 9 shows on Sunday night that I have to pick one of.
Is that the night Mike and Molly's on?
That's the Mike and Molly.
No, it's Mad Men. I'm just thrilled that Mad Men's coming back. I love that show.
I'm going to be a mess.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a
I'm
just
sad
a
it's
bawling
ending.
Mess by the end of it.
It's I love it.
Do you watch it, Chris?
I like Jon Hamm a lot, but Mad Men kind of... I just lost track and then I tried to jump back in. But yes, like everyone, that first season, I was like, oh, this is a different kind of terrific show.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
But clearly genius.
Yeah, I feel like there's... I'm excited. I'm one of... I'm a dork. I'm very excited for Game of Thrones to be on again.
Oh, yes.
So
me too.
I, like everyone, love that. And
love that show.
Game of Thrones is wonderful.
It is great.
Have either of you read those books?
No.
Books?
I can't read.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Neither of you can read. I'm so... embarrassed, right?
Which is why I'm sorry we are going nowhere near LAX.
Yeah.
We are headed east.
I think we're almost at the desert now.
What is
perfect.
That green sign with white squigglies on it? Oh, it's that your American language again. But I sound smart. That'd be it.
Right.
That's my new favorite character.
Perfect.
Am I saying that right?
There you
are
go.
The books. Do you recommend the books?
Yeah.
If you like the show, it almost feels like you're reading. I liked it because it felt like I was just reading history books about these characters in this crazy world. There's so much that I couldn't follow, and if you ask me any specific question about them, I would not be able to answer you at this point.
So you haven't read these books.
The covers are so beautiful. And I just go to Barnes & Noble and gaze at them.
Kind of touch them lightly?
No, they're extremely long, and the fourth and the fifth one, I think this is kind of the general opinion, are not that exciting. Mm-hmm. But the third book is great.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so. They're enough people read those books that I remember all this, all these people were up in arms about the Red Wedding episode.
Sure.
Or some episode where
it
was a little rapier, or it was consent. I don't know. That something that was consent in the book was
rape
in the movie.
Oh, in the most recent season.
Yes.
Yeah, with Jamie and Cersei.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that. Remember people getting all mad?
Yeah, I think they made it rapier in the show.
Right.
And in the book, it's not like that at all.
But it was just, I'm like, wait, we're talking about villains here. I mean, I don't want anyone to get raped, but if anyone in the show was going to get it, I'd choose Cersei. There probably is going to be some backlash to what I just said. But she's really
evil. You will
be
crucified.
She wanted if you're mad that I'm happy she got raped, then you're happy that a little kid got pushed out of a window and is forever paralyzed.
She is a supervillain.
Yeah.
She's not a good person.
Oh, it doesn't make up for it that he can enter wolves spiritually.
It does make up.
All right, you're right.
It doesn't. But I do love Bran. That's his name, right?
Bran's wonderful.
The first episode that he was in, I was like, oh no, I have a crush on a 9-year-old boy. Everything about his face... And, like, he was all like, man, I'm going to go climb a whole building or whatever. I was just like, oh, I love him so much.
Just a brave little boy.
And but he is in an adolescence now that has made my crush end.
Yeah, he's
so
a 35-year-old bird,
I think. A legit pedophile.
Right. Well,
but, no, yeah, he looks like He looks like the birds he's entering.
And the one, once the Olsen twins turned 18, I quit looking at photos of them. I know what you're talking about.
Don't relate to me.
Oh, come on. I was doing an old Bob Saget joke. You guys don't like it when I sag it up? Gotta sag it up.
Don't sag
no
it up.
No diggity.
Up.
Got to sag it up.
No diggity.
Oh, sorry. We're doing an extra long episode.
I think
is this a 4-hour episode?
Did you
already talk about the marathon on your way here?
Okay. Goddamn time.
Well, I just want to say I will never run a marathon after today. I will actively tell people not to run marathons. It's not fair.
I think of is, well, it's inconvenient for the rest of the world. Yes. Your narcissistic desire to run
there's got to be a better way to get a Facebook photo.
Yeah. Of you with diarrhea running down your pants. I just don't understand why they insist on doing it in the middle of town.
It makes no sense.
One of the worst days I had a few years ago was also during the marathon. It is a cause of heartbreak to me. I just don't.
I really wish I had, like, Bridger and I talked about this yesterday, and I was like, I'm going to look at what the path is, and then I'll let you know what time we're going to get you. The key element that I forgot to do is look at where the path was.
Sure.
So I was like, we'll get you at 11 or whatever. Yeah. But I was like, I kind of felt like I knew. I was so shocked to see that it really was on Sunset, like the least convenient.
Oh, it's...
The way to fuck everything in the entire city up is to fuck up Sunset Boulevard.
And it's not like it's a pleasant place to run. That's the worst place in the world.
Exactly. Why there? What is the novelty of... Is it some kind of a pedestrian power move?
It's a power move, for sure.
These pedestrians are taking it back.
Yeah. They're so sick of getting hit and run in that city.
On every other day.
This is right, isn't it?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Okay, good.
It's. I knew that last. I was nervous. I had trouble sleeping last night because I was worried about. I think we're in good shape, by the way.
I think we are.
It's only 12:30, right?
It's at 12:20.
Yeah, we're in wonderful shape.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Let me do a little math.
I kept waking up because I had a late show last night that started at midnight, and we screened this thing I was working on, and all the comics did 20 minutes,
I thought you meant you screened it with your friends. You screened it at the midnight show?
Yeah.
Oh,
in front of
what
audience.
Is the thing?
That's great.
It's me being Forrest Gump, or green. It's me acting in a green screen and then added to the movie Cocktail as a third character, and we kind of
in the style of Forrest Gump.
And made it more of a thriller where I'm stalking Tom Cruise, and there's some Scientology jokes.
But it looks
amazing. Yeah, I would like you to see it.
Placed on the internet?
That's last night. It was so funny. There's a little Q&A kind of, and someone said, where can we see it? And he said, well, I want to put it on YouTube. It'll probably get taken down. Just look for it. And when you find it, show it to all your friends. Like that. I'm like, oh, that's how that happened. So we're going to put it on Vimeo.
Vimeo is kind of a more lawless landscape.
Yeah.
Because it's as long as too many cooks. I think a lot of people will see something almost 12 minutes and get scared.
Sure.
So I feel like we should edit a little movie trailer and have that be a minute long with all the highlights. But anyway, I'm just going to put it on Vimeo.
Has this been a ton of work?
It has been months of work because there's all these reshoots. Like, we look at what comes up and then it's not lit right and my eye line isn't where...
Oh, good.
Brian Brown is, and so it's like, oh, we have to reshoot that. Also, our mic broke, so we have to redo the sound. So I was doing all this ADR, like looping, and it was just
exhausting.
But it's where it looks so good. It looks. I mean, that commercial was at Snickers, where it's a Brady Bunch scene, and
oh yeah, that looks
Danny
with
Trejo.
Yeah.
It looks like that. It's that technology, but with jokes and not just Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, I don't know what happened
saying,
there.
Marsha.
Yeah,
that was a stinker.
That was not the Brady Bunch movie.
But we want to do something with it. I want some mystery science theater type. Repurposing of movies.
That
I
sounds
think.
Wonderful.
I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. I'm excited about it. I want to talk about it, but I keep it inside, you know, like a lot of my feelings. We're on Century Boulevard.
We're closing in on the airport.
Yeah, we're so close now.
So many of our original sponsors. Remember that first Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell.
Just everywhere we went, we said was a sponsor. It didn't really work. It didn't.
No.
Does this episode have a sponsor?
Not yet. No, we're working on that.
Okay. I feel like right now LA Marathon might want to jump in.
Oh yeah, they are
going
to pour money into this episode.
All Things Comedy as a whole is getting sponsored by some mattress company, and all the money will go to everyone. Yeah, that's coming. I haven't told you about that.
I saw the email.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a little bit of scratch, why not?
Mattress company wants to give you money?
I don't know what they're called yet, but we aren't sponsored by them yet, so I can just call them Pins and Needles.
Serta?
Serta.
No, don't say that. Don't. Yeah. We do not recommend Serta.
They're
very bumpy.
It's Sealy Posturepedic or nothing.
Bridger.
My wife drumps while I drink wine or whatever.
Bridger, when is your birthday?
Yeah.
My birthday's in October. Oh, and do you want me to tell you where, which airline?
Yes.
I'll be flying.
Wait, can we guess?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. You're flying.
And then I'll
Austin.
Guess his birthday in October.
Okay.
October 20th.
That's my birthday.
You're flying Alaska?
October 9th.
I knew it. Geez. I knew it was the 20th or the 9th.
Damn it. I didn't
And you are on
guess.
Alaska. Horizon.
Nope.
Southwest.
Oh, God. Third one in. That was good. That was a good
one. It's a very Austin flight. Yeah. You know? Southwest.
You're going to love it there. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you'll be frustrated and locked in a room. Grueling hours, but I hope you get to see Spoon.
If I get to see Spoon and eat some food, I will be.
You should. If you
happy.
Don't get to see Spoon when you eat the food, you should eat it with a spoon.
Perfect.
Oh, that was dumb. That was
There's like, a lot of good. Do you eat barbecue?
I love barbecue.
You're going to have a lot of great opportunities
to
have delicious food.
I'm just
going
to
fill myself with meat and tacos.
Yeah,
do have breakfast tacos while you're there.
That's been my dream for at least 5 years.
It's the best.
To have breakfast tacos?
In Austin,
They're
because people
so
go crazy
good.
About them.
Just all that Tex-Mex. You'll gain a few pounds, but God, it's just the best. When I lived there, I ate a lot, and I got big, and it doesn't matter. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah.
I was also drinking beer every night.
You slimmed back down, Chris.
You
really
look
nicely.
Great.
Well, thank you. You know, it's just kind of fishing. I was hoping you'd say that.
Now, Bridger, do you have anything you want to plug?
I can plug... can I just plug products I love?
Sure.
Because I need to get the word out about Mother's Brand Peanut Butter Gaucho Cookies.
Ooh.
What?
I cannot stop talking... For the
Please
last
describe.
Year, I have been bothering people to buy these.
I've never even heard
of them. Have you ever had a Nutter Butter?
Yes.
Yes,
this
course.
Is that times a billion. This is such a superior cookie snack.
Okay.
And
they're
from...
a little expensive at Ralph's, so I wait for them to go on sale. But when they do go on sale, I will buy 6 to 8 packages at a time.
Oh, wow.
They are phenomenal. It's a sandwich cookie with peanut butter, but for some reason it's the best
and
tasting thing.
They say it's Mother's Gaucho.
Butter Gauchos.
Gauchos.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, you are. Gaucho's correct.
Gaucho is a type of cookie.
I've never heard it referred to as a cookie, but the word gaucho is like, it's a Mexican cowboy.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
I believe that's correct. Peanut butter gauchos. Mother's has other types that are fine, or I haven't tried. They have the taffy, the chocolate sandwich, but the peanut butter gaucho is another world.
Mother's are famous for those, their circus or animal cookies
and
that are frosted.
And those, for me, are not... That is not an appealing snack.
No,
that's
snack.
A baby cookie.
No.
Weird, waxy sugar.
But what's the deal with a gaucho? So it's like a peanut butter Oreo?
But I feel like that's underselling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The texture, the flavor, everything about this is so good. I cannot tell.
I hate that I don't like certain words to where I don't like the word gaucho. What's
gaucho.
Wrong with a cookie?
What
I
does
like
it make
with the
you
Mexican
think of?
Cowboy. It makes me think of the name Gringo.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
And, you know.
Peanut butter gringos.
See, the gauchos used to sit, and a lot of the cowboys used to sing a song called Green Grows the Grass. And so in mimicking the cowboys, they'd say gringos. That's where gringo comes from.
Oh. You're making all
this
up.
No,
yeah.
And
this
is, it's funny
I'll
because this is real. Google that stuff. Gringo and then Green Grows the Grass, the song.
Okay.
It'll pop up.
I had no idea.
And Albert Broccoli's family invented broccoli by crossbreeding cauliflower in it.
Okay, now you're just saying
that. Yeah, that's totally made up.
Didn't
invent broccoli.
I'm right about the gringo thing.
Okay. Is that the only product you want to plug?
Let's see. Let me see if I can... Can I plug an album?
Yeah.
We're just going to do
band
your
called Dick Diver, Melbourne, Florida. fantastic Australian band.
Nice.
Singing sad songs.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
I like sad songs.
Dick Diver. I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people assume they're going to be like this obnoxious band because they're called Dick Diver. But
right.
I think it's an F. Scott Fitzgerald character or something. So it's a, you know, this is,
okay.
They're working on multiple
band.
Levels.
It does make me think of a tiny guy in a Speedo diving into someone's urethra.
Is that good or bad?
Bad.
Okay.
Bad. That sounds painful.
That's Gaucho ass.
Yeah,
for
if
you.
It's anything like a swab. All right. Okay, I've been to a doctor. Sue me.
All right.
Okay, so that's
else?
An album. I do have, it's been in the works since last July, a web series coming up. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
It's going to be, I'm hoping to shoot for like 6 seasons of this.
Uh huh.
We've got the first season done. My friend Matt Ingebretson and I worked on it.
It's my friend.
It's got a beautiful.
He's my friend.
Okay, Matt is my friend.
And mine.
And mine.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And my friend Jordan Kim is editing it, so it's almost done, and I think it's going to really change the way people think about web series. it's got everything you need. And I think it's going to be, I think the first season is 10 episodes.
It's got everything.
So look forward to that in the future.
Does it have a title?
I don't know that I can describe it.
Wait a minute. Is this a non-existent
web
series?
No, it's an absolutely, but I don't want to give anything away because then
okay.
Right. It has a beautiful theme song sung by my friend James Gerard. I composed the lyrics.
Oh, wow.
It just has got so many things working for it.
When does it come out?
Hopefully soon. Jordan has been busy editing other projects, but he's, I believe, almost done. So.
And are you going to put it like on Twitter, or how are you going to?
I'm just
going to
blast this all over the internet.
That's where mine's coming out too.
You know,
yeah, the
it's
internet.
Gonna,
good, great.
We're okay. going to have it on the internet. We'll have it on YouTube, and then I'm going to, you know, just politely ask people on Twitter to
please
spend some time watching it.
Take a looky-loo.
But, yeah, 10 episodes, 10 seasons, and look forward to that little thing in the next year.
And you're the star of it?
I am the star of it.
Okay.
You know,
I'm excited.
Matt has a small part, and there, you know, I go through something that I think a lot of people can relate to and have struggled with, and they're, people are going to love it. It's going to really, we're looking at a, you know, I don't know any web series to compare it to, but it's going to be the best.
That sounds terrific.
So look
wow, this
to
person's
that.
Being a real
yeah,
jerk.
Okay, that's not fair.
Really dumb.
Yeah. Well,
and
normally
obnoxious.
With
what
our
are they
sign
doing?
Off, we honk, but I...
Yeah, I feel
no,
like this
we
may...
can do it
yeah.
here.
Oh, there's my coworker, Jack Allison.
Right
no way. You know that guy?
Yeah,
God,
see,
he
well,
looks...
See that...
Oh.
Who is it?
Oh, I thought...
Oh, not that guy.
Oh,
that
no,
guy
that
over
looks,
there.
It looks
that's
like
my,
a crypt keeper.
Fellow writer on the
oh,
show.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so
nice.
Great.
Oh, yeah,
there
you
he
can
is.
Run right in.
Jack
Allison,
well,
very
we'll,
funny man.
We'll wrap it
wonderful.
Up.
Have a great time.
Yeah,
thank
you so much.
Thank you. I'm sorry that we had to...
You're terrific.
This was a struggle today.
No, it was fun.
I apologize.
It was a great special episode. We're going to honk at your friend, because I'm going to say thank you for being on Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N. Sorry.
A-R.
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Annalise Nelson.
Mixed by Edson Choi.
Our talent booker is Patrick Kottner.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's D-Y-N-A-R Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.